I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. The many musical sounds emanating from the Caribbean have deep roots connecting Africa, Europe, and India, infused with indigenous elements created for the most part by descendants of those enslaved and transported to the region. Other ethnic communities help to shape this synthesis of diverse sounds. They include Central and South America. The many styles to emerge from this diverse cultural intersection is the sound of mento, a 1900s invention primarily of Jamaican descent. The mood of mento music is closely wedded to calypso, with close ties to other genres like bachata, merengue, palo, chutney, compas, dancehall, jingping, reggae, reggaeton, salsa, soca, zouk, and nearly a dozen more featuring their own brand of artistic uniqueness. Jamaica's mento, like other familiar and less familiar Caribbean folk music categories, is represented by a union of African and Latin rhythms and Eurocentric folk songs that thrived during its most significant period of popularity in the 1940s and 50s.
Take me back to the island in the sun. Take me back to the sunny land of fun.
It takes a familiar ear to recognize the differences between mento and calypso. One clue is that the former employs folk instruments compared to many styles that came after where horns and electric devices were featured.
Take me back where the young girl loved the charms, where the green bananas grow, and the rye brandy flow, man. Take me back to Jamaica, we were
mento bands generally distinguish themselves from other Caribbean groups by using an acoustic guitar, banjo, a gourd or shaker, a marimbula, a box-shaped mbira thumb piano that serves as the percussive underpinning for the group. And on occasion, mento groups would add a concert bass, fiddle, mandolin, ukulele, and even a trumpet to their performances, which blurs the stylistic line between mento and calypso. It's worth noting that mento songs are traditionally set in the folk song category and include commentary on things like social issues, politics, and relationships. However, many of the lyrics crater on adult themes, some humorous, others clouded with intimate double meanings. With a visit to Jamaica by way of a cruise ship, a walk through the airport upon arrival, or your eventual trek to a local beach, you'll likely be greeted by mento music. But unfortunately, locating recordings of the genre can be hard to find. And yet, the sound of mento, once highly favored in the 1940s and 50s, before it gave way to the country's more dominant musical exports, reggae and dub, can still be heard at home and abroad.
Take me back to Jamaica, we were born.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.